Welcome to Shomach Shova on the Daf. She responds to Lui Nishman, Sarim Yaakov Shalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in her years Daf Vov. The Gemara with Beis was to say that Ephraim and Menashe, they both called a call because each one is his own shevet. Says the Gemara, no, because only Le'nachlo Hukshuv Eloi Le'dovah Acher. Ephraim and Menashe continue to be two shvatim only regarding Nachlo, only regarding the fact they take another piece of Eretz Yisrael, but not for something else. And the Gemara brings that also the Golim and the Seam, which are connected to Nachla, in order to have cover for the Seam, to have cover for the Golim. But for everything else, Ephraim and Menashe are not considered to be two Shvatim, they're not considered to be two different Kohos. Lamaise, according to some of the Mephoshim, this is a Mepherish Apostle in Divrei Yomim, which is quoted in the Gemara in Bava Basra of Kuf Chav Gimel. Because the Apostle says, Ubnei Ruven Bechor Yisrael, Ki Hu Abchor. When Reuven was Mechal Yitzuhaviv, Nitno Bechor Yosso Lebnei Yosef Ben Yisrael Veloy Lis Yachas the Bechoro. So the Bechoro went from Reuven to Yosef, but Loy Lis Yachas the Bechoro. What does it mean? Says the Rashbam in Boa Basra, Loy Shi Kareb Bechor Nitno the Bechoro. He's not called the Bechor. The Loy Lo Reuven Kore Bechor Yisrael. Reuven is the Bechor. El Litoil Shnei Chol Chelok Yoke Bechor. So the only thing that Yosef took from Reuven, and the fact that he has a double shevet, is only regarding the Nachla, not regarding something else. So that's what the Gemara tells us, that the only regarding that, Ephraim and Menashe considered to be two separate shvatim, because only for that, that's what Yosef took from Reuven. And to explain this a little bit more, what's the reason that Ephraim and Menashe, only regarding Nachla, they're considered to be shvatim, but not for something else? So we'll bring here the Pachad Yitzchok and Pesach Maimer Mentes that says something Dover Niflamoid. He comes to explain what the pshat that Yosef HaTzadik is mentioned that he was Nifter twice in the end of Sefer Bereishis and in the beginning of Sefer Shmos. So Pachad Yitzchok establishes over there that every one of the Avos starts a new direction in Klal Yisrael, something new, a new initiative. And the difference between Avos and Banim is Avos are the initiators. The Banim, they continue the Mahalach of the Avos. Yosef, says Rav Hutner, he added something to Klal Yisrael that Klal Yisrael did not have. And that is the protection and the shmira that you have when you are in Golos. Yaakov established the idea that Yisrael b'shechato Yisrael. But Yisrael b'shechato Yisrael while he is among Yisrael. But when Yisrael goes and he's among the nations, he's outside and he has the challenges of the nations and all the nisyonos that you have outside of Am Yisrael, who is the one who creates that concept that he's still, that Am Yisrael can be misgabri al-chait? That's the mahalach of Yosef HaTzadik. It's a special gedusha which is called gedushas havdala, that among the going they're able to separate. That's what Yosef HaTzadik brought, and that's why Yosef is considered to be a little bit of an av, says Rav Hutner. Because he's initiating something new that wasn't done by the office, something that was known only by him. So says Rav Hutner, the Yosef is considered to be a little bit of Av and a little bit of Bein. He's a little bit of extension of the Avos. He's the fourth stage. You have Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, then you have Yosef who adds something new to the Avos. But on the other hand, he's part of the Shvatim. So he belongs to both. That's why his Ptir is mentioned both in the end of Sefer Bereishis, because Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer HaAvos, so he belongs over there. But it's also mentioned beginning of Sefer Shmois, because Sefer Shmois is Sefer HaBanim, as the Ramban explains. So he belongs to both. And my father Shlita in his Shurim, which we printed out in his Sefer Bekeren Hayoivel, he adds to that that's shot that says in the Pasuk that the Shvatim that Yosef gets is only during the time that he was in Mitzrayim alone. The Pasuk says, Tashnei b'necha n'oldim l'cho, pe'eretz Mitzrayim, ad bo'yi lecha Mitzrayim. Rashi says over there, only, Yaakov is telling Yosef, only the children that were born during the time that you were away from me, they will become Shvatim. If you have any other Shvatim afterwards, they will not become Shvatim. What's Pshat? So the Kurtu of Udner makes a lot of sense. The Yosef is becoming an Av, and mainly comes Shvatim coming out of him. But when is he Av? He's Av, what he does, the new initiation that only he did more than any other others. When would that initiation happen? When he was alone among the Umas Olam. That's the Chiddush of Yosef. For a Jew to be among Umas Olam and to Mivdal and to separate himself, that's the Chiddush Yosef Tzadik did. So only during that time is considered to be an Av. If only during that time is considered to be an Av, only during that time he can bring Shvatim to the world. So Yimele, if we take all this and connect it to here, we understand the following. In Nachlo, what is the idea of the Nachlo of Eretz Yisrael? As we mentioned about Basra, based on the Vilna Gaon Sefer Yetziro, the Malchus Hashem in the world, it appears as Mizgale in Eretz Yisrael. I mentioned just a few days ago, the idea of the Maharal, the Am Yisrael, because the Am Yisrael only when they go into Eretz Yisrael. Because Gilui Malchus Hashem in the world is coming here through the 12 Shvatim in Eretz Yisrael. That's the idea of the Bris Shvatim. Bris Shvatim is this covenant that the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through the 12 dimensions that come on the Shvatim, which are the Hemshech of the Ovis. Which is very medieval because we know that the place where we keep the mitzvahs is only Eretz Yisrael, as the Ramban tells us in Chumash, that's the main place. And Eretz Yisrael is Chalak HaShvatim. That's where you have the separation to Shvatim. So it means Eretz Yisrael, which is Makam HaMitzvahs, is separated to 12 different Chalakim. To tell you that the way that the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes through the mitzvahs is through the division to 12 Shvatim. So if so, Yosef, who is bringing another dimension, another Gilui of Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and that Gilui is that Yisrael among the Umas Olam, who will still be Nivdal, will still be separated from Umas Olam. That's revealed through the Shvatim, through another dimension that comes through the Shvatim. Yaakov Avinu has 12 dimensions coming out of him, and Yosef adds another dimension, something that he adds. The Kavutner says, he's another Av that brings another Chiluk, another Chiddush to Am Yisrael. So in Mele, it's very clear, the only regarding Nachlo, Yosef adds another Shevet. He's not adding another Shevet for other things. It's regarding the Av that has a child. He's not coming to become a Bchor or a Melech or a Kohen. That's not the Tafkid of Yosef. Yosef is to add another dimension of Klal Yisrael that comes with a Shevet. It's only L'Nachla, not for something else. Ten L'Chochem V'Yech Kamoid to understand this thing fully. Anyone wants to join Shomachshava, email us to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.